Hamilton Wenham Athletic Director Craig Genualdo is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Craig, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Bill, thanks for having me. I'm psyched to be here.
It's been a while, but first up, Craig, it's springtime. The spring teams, are they outside yet? I imagine they are, some of them, right, at Hamilton Wenham?
So some are, and this may lead into something else we're going to talk about soon, but you know, right now we're tracking mud all over the locker rooms, and we're trying to keep it out of the gym, and it's mud week for sure. And the weather's been nice enough that it's been outside. Looks like we got a decent day today. Thought today was going to be rain, but it looks like we might get outside today. Fields are starting to take shape, so we're outside mostly, I would say.
All right, and for our listeners, just to let them know, we're talking to Craig on a Thursday afternoon here this week. And so, Craig, give me a thumbnail sketch, if you will, of the spring sports. What's new and what's returning for at Hamilton Wenham this spring?
Absolutely. So the awesome part that I'm excited about as an athletic director is for a couple of years our numbers have been skewed, dating to when we came back from COVID, and then people were, you know, there were families that were understandably cautious. But I feel like our numbers are starting to get back to where they were. In a lot of ways. So that's first and foremost. That's the first thing I look for is our kids coming out, our student athletes coming out and participating, you know, when they have all kinds of competing interests, and they are, and that's super exciting. We have a new girls lacrosse coach, Emily Leland. We hired her this offseason. She replaced Abby Shibley, who did an excellent job for a few years, and they went to the Sweet 16 a couple years in a row, and now Emily's going to take over, and she's excited. She's doing great here the first week, so we're super excited to have her on board. And, you know, we had some decent success last year. We had both lacrosse teams. Baseball went to the Sweet 16. Boys tennis went to the Final Four. Girls tennis won the state championship. So we're definitely excited to have them back. We also have a new – well, so we're definitely excited to see what they can do. They have a lot of kids back, a lot of returning players, a lot of returning starters, so – that should be super exciting. The other new coach we have, I'm super excited about, is Mary Flynn. Mary was previously the softball coach at Danvers for a few years, had an incredible career at Maine in college and then in Bishop Fenwick in high school. I've actually known Mary since I was 11 years old. We were in the same little league together in Lynn. And like, you know, 30-some odd years ago, I won't say exactly how many, but you know, Mary and I are in the same grade and went to the same same junior high school, and I've known her forever and could not be more excited to have her on board to kind of get our softball team, you know, up and, I mean, we've had a softball team, but they've struggled the last couple years, and I couldn't be any happier that she's taken over, and we feel good about the future that they could put together here in the next couple years.
Wow, sounds exciting. Craig, how about a note from the winter sports? Any particular highlight or athlete or performance that you could single out for us?
Yeah, so sure. We didn't, like, you know, there's some years when you have incredible team success in the more traditional sports, and you know, we did have that, but the super highlights were our gymnastics team qualified for sectionals. For the first time since I've been the AD, we think it's at least 15 years, possibly more. We were trying to look back and see just how long it's been. Coach Chris Way has been incredible for that team. They won the league a few years. They continue to compete at a higher and higher and higher level. The Green siblings, Georgia and Hobie, were also individually competed in the States. And our gymnastics team has really taken off, and you know, they've had a tremendous amount of success lately. Of course, we also host Manchester Essex, and we're grateful for the student-athletes that participate. It's not all Hamilton kids, but so the gymnastics team did an incredible job, had kind of a red-letter season. The other thing that was really cool was we had ski for the first time ever. We had a boys and girls ski team that competed in the North Shore Ski League, and it was a heck of a year to start. We didn't have snow until, I think, mid-January. Which made it interesting, but they had an incredible year. They just had their banquet last night on Wednesday, you know, we had a skier. Like, we had a skier of the year. We had two state qualifiers, you know, and Coach Fitzgibbons did an awesome job with them this year. So just the fact that we had wanted to do that for so long and then did it was amazing. Yeah, so that, and then, you know, we had individual, and then I'm trying to think, we had Brendan Dalton in wrestling qualify for New England. That was really exciting because we wrestle at Salem. We're really grateful for them for hosting us. We had, some of the names are escaping me and I feel bad, but I know we had some swimmers qualify for states, and, you know, so it was a pretty successful year. It's, you know, none of our, it's not necessarily the big headline grabbers, but we did an incredible job. Oh, and then Hannah Savulis, who's a Hamilton Wenham student that attends Landmark. She plays in the Marblehead girls hockey team. She won the Boston Bruins Sportsmanship Award and was just honored by them the other night at their Women in Sport night. So lots of good stuff. I'm terribly sorry for the names that are, you know, that's driving or escaping me. I feel terrible. I can picture the kids in my head, and I just feel terrible.
Well, I think you've done an outstanding job so far. But, hey, Craig, let me follow up on one thing. You mentioned the ski program. So how extensive is it for North Shore schools to have a ski program? In other words, how many schools in our area, I'm talking Northeast Conference, Cape Ann League, some privates, how many schools have ski programs nowadays?
I would say about a dozen boys and girls teams, like 24 total, about a dozen of each. And the North Shore Ski League, it doesn't line up with, say, the Cape Ann League or the Northeast Conference. So that's it's, you know, St. John's Prep is in our league, and like, you know, there's some schools from the area, from the Cape Ann League, the Northeast Conference, but even a little bit beyond that. And so it's basically all of the North Shore. We ski at Ski Bradford and Haverhill. So it's about a dozen schools.
So if we were to get a snowstorm like next week, you couldn't reconvene the ski team, right?
No, they would probably want to, because they somehow they got all their races in. I don't know how they did that, because it was, I mean, I was like, you know, like typical. I always find the worst in myself pretty typically. So I was sitting there going, you know, dummy Craig, you've worked for 5 years to get this thing off the ground, probably longer, and been working on it forever, and you picked a damn year where there's no snow. Nice job, like, you know, and kind of like, what are we doing here? But somehow they got all their races in. It was fantastic.
Ah, so you're to blame. I get you. Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely. Blame me for the weather, 100%.
All right. Well, Craig, I want to, since I, you know, I wanted to, we're trying to talk to ADs at this time of year and get some updates, winter, spring, and so on, and different things. But I also, you know, got the update from the district, the Hamilton Wenham district today. So this kind of is something I'd love to ask you about, and that is the athletic facilities community project statement that was released by the district, and the hope, I think, for expanded and improved athletic fields. And maybe you can tell us about that. What does it mean? And is it? And this is something that voters will be facing maybe this spring. Am I right on that, or where am I here?
So this is a project. So this is my 11th year at the school. When I started, I was about a month into my job. I attended my first athletic complex meeting, and the project was already a year old. This is quite a while in the making, and it's gone through a couple iterations. It's hit some walls. It hit some world health crisis things that, yeah, you know, and it, you know, every possible thing that every possible wall it could have hit over the years, it has. But Superintendent Tracy's done an incredible job just forging forward. We started, you know, rekindling the project, I would say, during the COVID break, and we really started working on it. And then he stoked the embers of that into a huge flame. And, you know, we're at the point now where we're ready to put forth our project to the voters of the communities. There is an extensive fundraising arm to this that is going on, that has raised considerable funds already. Eric Tracy, our superintendent, has secured some funds through different vehicles that, like, you know, that like accounts in town. I'm not even 100% sure what they're called, but I know he secured funds that way. But the towns ultimately have to vote to approve it or not. And so the first vote is April 1st. And that vote would allow, if both towns pass it, that would allow another vote the following Thursday. And really, you know, when I got here, there was an aspect to this that was, do we need this, or are we keeping up with the Joneses by wanting to do this? I would say we have among the worst outdoor facilities in the area. if you just take the Cape Ann League alone, and I'm going to include Essex Tech, who's going to be in our league next year, as of next year, 9 of the 12 schools will have turf. We wouldn't be one of them. 11 of 12 schools would have their own tennis courts. We'll be the only one that doesn't. And then 10 of 12 schools would have lights. We'd be one of the only two that don't. So, and, you know, the end of every fall, we have soccer teams that are scrambling to find patches of grass to practice on. You know, we've had some good soccer success the last couple of years, and we lose home games. You know, we earn the home games, and we have to go play at Gordon. We have to go play other places. You know, we played at St. John's one time. We're very grateful for them for hosting us, but we earn the tournament home game. We should be playing in front of our home crowd, and we lose those games. The last bunch of years, you know, Hamilton Wenham Youth Football comes to us and says, Craig, we want to make a strong connection between the youth program and the high school, and the coaches do everything they can for that, but then they want to play on our field for their games. So where are they going? They're going to St. John's. They're going to Pingree. And because our fields can't take the abuse, you know, and with very minimal use, our fields just go to crap. And by the end of the fall, they're overused. There's no chance to rest them. They're not 100% ready in the spring. And then it takes a while for the fields to kick in the spring. And, you know, we're just looking for a place for kids to practice. We always say, and you know, any athletic department, not just ours, athletics in high school is supposed to be like a second school day, right? It's an extended version of the classroom. We're trying to teach all the same things that you teach in a classroom in the 21st century. We're trying to teach collaboration. We're trying to teach resilience. We're trying to teach problem solving. We're trying to teach, you know, having a bad day and getting over it and, you know, making the best of what you got. That's what education is. And we see athletics as part of that. And with our fields, it's the equivalent of teaching with a blackboard and an inkwell, like it's 1922. Our coaches don't have that classroom structure that every other school has. I mean, you look at other schools right now, how many schools have been, you know, baseball teams and softball teams have been on turf fields already, hitting ground balls and playing catch and having full practices where, you know, we've been in the gym. Now, we might get outside today. We're excited about that. They played some long toss outside. But that's because of unseasonably warm weather. And every other year, we're inside the gym for a week and a half. There have been years where our baseball and softball team, the first time they're outside, the first and second time they're outside is a scrimmage, and then they go play a game. Other than that, they haven't been outside. So we're really hopeful that this project, you know, not to mention tennis, which, like I said, the girls won the state championship last year. The boys were in the Final Four. We don't have home courts. There's two sets of home courts. There's two sets of home courts in town, and we're very grateful to use those for practice, for some JV matches, but you can't play varsity matches on them. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to Ipswich. One year we went to Ipswich Country Club. We're going to the Mack Center. We're going to Gordon College. We need our own court. So, you know, all these things are building to a crescendo here, and we're hoping for some good news on April 1st.
Well, you know, Craig, I want you to tell me the scope of the project in just a moment, but let me just add, you know, because I'm all around the North Shore at the different schools, and I can tell you, and you know it, what the impact of some of these fields, you know, simple impact has had on schools. Like, you look at the Swampscott situation. They were a grass field and not a bad little complex there at Bloxwich Field, albeit away from the high school, but they put the turf on there, and now – you know, they have the lights, and that benefits sports in the spring and in the fall, obviously, with the soccers and the field hockeys and the football, obviously. And it's just a great and now the community as well. You talk about being able to use fields. And the other one I kind of cite to you, too, Craig, you mentioned Lynn just a moment ago, but just think how the new Manning Field has transformed that city, you know, it's their athletics, I think, over the last decade or so. And that they actually did a whole refurbish in the last year and a half or so at Manning Field, the turf part of the field. So you do have to do that. But in other words, these things have made huge impacts. And you go all around the North Shore and you see these great fields. like Revere has an outstanding football stadium. And you can go on and on as to what it means for different schools. Football teams still go out and practice on grass away from the school at different sites like Marblehead. But when it comes to game day, the soccer teams, the field hockey teams, and football teams are all on the turf field under the lights.
And I give our coaches a tremendous amount of credit because they never, ever, ever make it an excuse. That's the thing in our athletic department is we won't make any excuses no matter what. We're going to try to create the greatest experience possible and never make an excuse about it. And they do a great job doing that. But you're right. When I tell you our soccer fields, we have our soccer teams, both in the state tournament, both made the Sweet 16, the girls made the Elite Eight. You know, they were struggling to find practice space, never mind a game space. And, you know, people used to say, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have Friday night lights and the football and this, that, and the other thing. And, yes, that is a nice thing, but that's not why we're doing this. We need a classroom for our coaches to work with the student-athletes that parents entrust us with, and right now they don't have it. So it's really about the preparation. It's about the experience. And, yeah, the people come out for the night games and the lights and all that fun. To me, it's about practice, and we want to build those bridges with the youth kids, and we want them to come back you know, and play their youth games on our campus and go, oh, I want to play here someday, and keep them in our towns. That's very important to us. And so we're hoping that this be, like, you know, we'd like there to be walking track time for the community. We're hoping there'll be pickleball, you know, there should be pickleball lines and the tennis courts because that's becoming big for the community. We're really looking at this as not just a high school athletic project, but as a project that's going to benefit classrooms during, like, for the phys ed classes and all that stuff for both the middle school and the high school, the community in general, the youth teams, and then, yes, our high school teams would be huge beneficiaries. So we're really, you know, like I said, we've been working on this a long time, and it's gone through several iterations. There's kids that are seniors in high school right now that were in kindergarten when this project started.
Exactly right. Hey, Craig, so the scope of the project, so the fields, the work, what is proposed right now? What is the actual proposal as you see it now?
Sure. So the main stadium would get a new track, turf, lights, a new set of visitors, bleachers. There'd also be an amenities building, concession stand, bathrooms. There would be four brand new tennis courts that you can play games on, that you could have state tournament matches in. That's a piece of it. There's a back multi-purpose field, which has a baseball diamond as well as like a, I call them varsity rectangles that you can play field hockey, lacrosse, and soccer on in the back. And that multi-purpose field will be turfed and lit. Then our softball field, which is where our middle school has their recess and PE classes, our softball field is over there. We want that to be turfed and lit. And that is a double bonus because now in the spring, that's the only place that the middle school has for recess and PE. And it's always a constant push and pull in the spring. Like, okay, can we not have 300 kids a day traipsing on the outfield that we got to play a varsity game on later? This would solve that problem. So that's pretty much the scope of the project. It's those four areas, the stadium, the back multi-purpose, the tennis courts, and the softball.
Got it. Okay. Well, Craig, you've covered a lot here with us here, and especially that project. So anything else you want to share with us on either the project or on Hamilton Wenham Athletics here?
So a few things. First, thank you, Bill, for doing this. I try to thank you every single time. That I'm honored to be on here. That what you and your organization does for high school sports, you try to shine light on the student athletes and their stories. You know, I wish I was a better storyteller so I could do a better job with that. But hopefully, you know, we love to recognize our kids and our teams, whether it's an individual or a group or a coach, or just tremendous, tremendous stuff going on, not just at Hamilton Wenham, but all across the place. And thank you for asking me about the field turf stuff. We can't get this word out there enough. Hopefully people listen to this and you know, makes him excited about that vote on April 1st. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think I'm a great storyteller either, to be quite honest with you, because I can't tell you what the impact it really does mean a lot, I think, to communities, and especially, you know, not just students and not just K through 12 students moving up through the system, and their families, and I think the community members, as you mentioned, there's so many other uses for these fields. And I do feel that there's a real sense of community pride when people see how these things turn out, to be quite honest with you. And you're right. The other thing that you pointed out earlier, yeah, maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago, it might have been something like, yeah, maybe we should try to keep up and do Friday Night Football. That might be nice, but that's not the game at all anymore. That's not it at all. Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see. We're very hopeful. We've worked very hard. A lot of people have done a lot of great work, and, you know, all for the benefit of the community. So hopefully it plays out well.
We'll take a poll and find out how voters feel about this and get back to you.
Okay.
Well, Craig, thank you for your time as well. Thanks for all you do, and best of luck to all the athletes at Hamilton Wenham this spring. And again, thanks for taking some time to join us and tell us so many stories, to be quite honest with you, Craig. So thanks a lot.
All right. Anytime, my friend.
You got it. Craig Genualdo, Athletic Director, Hamilton Wenham Regional High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.